Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during Red, White, and Blue Savings at the Home Depot. Transforming your room is easier than ever. With the best deals online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Get a colorful new experience and the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallons for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 25 gallons per household. See store for details.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist.
Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight? What?
Take your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty ape!
At the Movies on BFM 89.9.
I'm Uma Pagan, I'm K Pagan, alongside Ian McNally, and the sequel to one of my favorite action movies has hit our screens. It is Keanu Reeves in John Wick, Chapter 2.
Death's own emissary is back on the big screen.
Oh, ho, 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 ho. I love all the different names they have for him in this film. They want the ghost, John Wick, yeah. Death's own emissary. Oh. When they tell these stories, I think some of them have been
watered down,
right?
Yeah.
This was a fun movie.
It is, but I slightly worry about the pieces I was laughing at. Like, you laugh out loud and enjoy because it's so ludicrously violent, but yeah. In a really enjoyable way.
It is. I mean, it is. At one point during the screening, I lean over to you and go, this is the best computer game ever.
Yes, there is a certain point where he's had the best kill streak ever.
It's just more Keanu Reeves. It's more Keanu Reeves kicking butt.
Welcome to Rome. Is this a formal event or a social affair?
Social.
How many buttons?
2.
And what style?
Tactical.
Mr. Wick, do enjoy your party.
Is there any point explaining the plot to this movie? It's just he's back again. He was, you know, in the first film he was out,
yeah.
And then they pulled him back in.
This film he collects his car, which is a plot point I forgot was hanging from the first one.
Yes, that's right, because they steal his car and they kill his dog.
Yeah,
and he gets vengeance for the dog.
But he never went and got his car.
No.
So he collects his car from the garage and it's way more awesome than that sounds. And
that's how the movie opens.
Yeah, and then someone annoys him. And seriously, just don't annoy John Wick.
And he's got to come back in again.
Again.
I mean, that's essentially the plot of this. And then
yeah.
And then there are these magnificent action set pieces where Keanu Reeves is killing people. But what I really, really love about this series so far is the mythology that they've somehow built up over these two films on the side. The mythology of hitmen and assassins and
The Continental.
And mobs.
What they call it, the High Table.
High
is
Table.
Now this thing introduced. And there's a network of homeless people or people pretending to be homeless.
Who are like below the table.
Yes.
It's a really, really cool mythology that they've developed. And they haven't even tried to do it. And I have to give them credit for that.
Yeah, it's an action movie, but within they have their rules and they have to stick to them. And those rules are starting to go against John Wick in a real bad way.
Correct. So one thing we have to point out, though, from what I could notice, nothing was censored.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't notice any cuts at all.
Yeah. Well, it's all just violence, so that's usually pass fine.
It's rated 18, so you can't take your kids for it, and you really shouldn't. I mean, those headshots are something else.
Yeah, if you're at all squeamish, there's a point where he has this awesome shotgun, and you do not... If you don't like blood, don't look at that scene. Like, it's just goes, and it goes on and on. Like, there's some scenes that just go on forever in this, and it's just blood and mayhem everywhere.
I haven't seen a good action movie like this in a very long time. I've had my fair share of Liam Neeson ones and Denzel ones, but nothing like this. This is a real throwback to the kind of stuff we used to get in the late 80s and early 90s.
There's two scenes in particular. There's one where John is fighting a guy and they go through a window. And there's another point where he dives through a mirror from the other side, and you see it three different angles. It's that classic 80s shot where they just, like, you know, he's only gone through the window once, but you hear the smash and see him go through three times, and that feels so much like an old 80s movie.
The action choreography in this is magnificent. You see every punch, you see every shot. Nothing is in blurry, muddied Resident Evil nonsense.
Yeah, this is the thing, when movies like this exist, and even the first one exists, when you're doing an action movie, how do you not start with this as your baseline? If you think like you're going to do, can we do John Wick? No, don't do your movie. Turn it from an action movie into a romantic comedy or something, because if you can't even try the first act of John Wick 1, don't try it.
And this, I think, has to be a template for future action movie directors.
Yeah.
If only because even that opening scene, everything is happening so fast. He's fighting people in a car.
Yes.
You see some of it in the trailer. He's fighting people with a car. He's fighting people with a gun. He's fighting people with his hands. And you can see everything. It's been such a long time, dude, since I've been able to see everything.
And like, some of those fights are like, they have guns in close quarters and they're firing guns, you know, inches from each other's faces, but they're blocking it. And then like a little flip and the situation has reversed and the other person has the upper hand. And you can see that all, and you can see every moment and every little kind of move, shift of the weight, and how that shifts the balance between the two. And it's beautiful to watch.
It is a dance choreography.
Yeah.
That's what's happening in this film as he's taking down dozens upon dozens of people. I mean, he's not even fighting one bad guy at a time. He's fighting seven bad guys at a time.
I was reminded of the old joke from Hot Shots Part 2, you know, that has the counter about like more murders than RoboCop. I think that actually John Wick 2 now has the title for like most gunshot wounds in a movie ever.
And they're not shy about it.
No.
They're not shy about it at all. They do not flinch away from anything.
And it's the same as the first movie where no one ever gets back up after John Wick's done with you. He always shoots people in the head two times, if not more. And occasionally,
just to make sure.
Yeah, and occasionally they'll trick you. It's like, that guy looks like he's still, oh, he's killing six of those. Then he's going to go back and kill that guy. Oh, I get it.
No, but you know what else is great about this show? And I think a lot of it has to go towards the writing of it. Because yes, it's an action movie. Yes, there are entirely mindless sequences throughout the whole thing. With no dialogue, right?
Yeah.
But Derek Kolstad, who wrote the film, and he wrote the first one as well, and he created the characters. He's created some really compelling side characters as well.
Yep.
Ian McShane, who's the
manager of the Continental.
Manager of the Continental is a really great and appealing character.
Mm.
And I think it's got more to do than the fact that it's just Ian McShane.
Yeah.
Even though Ian McShane's just really charming and cool. Lawrence Fishburne is in this one. Mm. And yet again, you see him for all of maybe 5 minutes. You immediately feel a connection to Lawrence Fishburne, not just because he's Morpheus, but and not just because it's great to see the both of them together again, but they are written really well, and they're written as really charming rogues, charming villains, because there are no good guys in this film.
No, everyone's a murderer. So, I mean, even Lance Reddick is just great as the doorkeep, the manager of the Continental, and just what little lines he has, he chews on them with such savoring. He's savoring the juices out of every line.
Everyone in this movie seems like they're having such a good time.
Yeah.
I know we stepped out of the cinema and you had an issue with the ending.
Yeah. So for me, it didn't quite resolve things the way I would have liked it to. Things seem to be going in a certain peak, towards a peak, and it didn't climax for me.
Well, only because I think, you know, when they made John Wick 1, it was just going to be a standalone John Wick movie.
Yeah.
I think now they're thinking potentially a franchise of sorts, or at least one more movie.
Yeah. But
one does set some stuff up for a potential John Wick Chapter 3.
And I might have felt better if when you cut to black at the end, it says John Wick will return in
John Wick Chapter 3,
yeah,
or John Wick the final chapter.
Something like that. But as it was at the end, I was like, is that it? And especially after coming after the last third, essentially, plot machinations take place that John Wick can't walk 5 feet without getting attacked by anybody. And he's in New York where there's a lot of people. So he's just getting...
Everyone is attacking him.
It's John Wick's long third act walk where he just gets attacked constantly. And then I just felt the bottom dropped out of it then. And I was like, oh. And there's a coda that kind of sets things up. But for me, it wasn't like coming out of the end of The Matrix where you're ready to take on the world. And I felt that feeling in the middle of the movie. I'm like, this is amazing.
Actually, you feel that even towards the end of John Wick, as he's been shot 100 times and he finally gets vengeance for his dog, you still think, oh, this guy's going to kick some more ass.
Yes.
Before we go, though, I think it's important to note that Ruby Rose is forever going to be stuck playing the same character.
Yeah, that's three now in as many weeks, right?
In 3 weeks.
Resident Evil.
Triple X.
Triple X, and now this.
It's the exact same character. It's the silent but deadly.
It's the girl with the fringe.
Female assassin.
She talked a lot in Triple X.
Oh, she did? Okay, yeah, she did talk a lot.
And she was a mechanic in Resident Evil, but she was wasted in both those movies. I have not watched an awful lot of her in Orange is the New Black, but this is a very much a TV actor role path to getting into movies, where she needs to just do something. She needs to be like in a John Wick of her own or something like that, get some vehicle, and that will push her above it. Because as it is, she's just playing sidekick characters that are smart and sassy, and in this case, don't talk or just sign language. That's another thing we should mention. The amazing subtitles for this in English.
Right. So all of the subtitles in this are in giant silver font.
Yeah, and when someone says something that's dripping in sarcasm or menace, you can actually see it on screen. It's in red.
Which is very cool. Yeah. Which is very, very cool. I think it adds a nice element to the movie.
Yeah.
So, John Wick Chapter 2, highly, 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 highly recommended.
Highly recommended. The soundtrack's also pretty good as well, I think. Just it pounds with such intensity throughout the whole movie. And one thing we're forgetting, it's also very funny.
Oh, it's hilarious.
It's absolutely, and not just like the throwaway lines. There's not an awful lot of quipping, but there's a protracted setup scene, and just the lines in that are fantastic, where he's getting his tactical gear together and it just works so well.
Every montage really pays off. There's a reason for every montage. It isn't just done for the sake of it.
No. It takes the dumb out of dumb action movie.
And that's what I was going to say. I'm not going to say check your brain at the door, which people always say, which is very annoying. And I'm not going to say it's really good for an action movie. No, I think it's a really good film.
Yeah.
Go watch this movie. God knows I'm going to watch it again. When you do watch it, let us know what you think about it. Tweet me. I'm on @UmarPagan. You are?
I'm on @MacNastyPrime.
You've been listening to At The Movies. This is BFM 89.9. Yeah. Like, what's going on? It's so good. Okay. All right.
It's so good.
More violence.
I'm glad they didn't censor it, though.
No, nothing was censored. Dude, the headshots were like, explode on the screen.
Headshots. Oh, yeah.
Good, good. My dad would love that.
All right. Cool.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during Red, White, and Blue Savings at the Home Depot. Transforming your room is easier than ever. With the best deals online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Get a colorful new experience and the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallons for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 25 gallons per household. See store for details.